You may have heard the term case studies mentioned here on Connect Radio from time to time, relating to fundraising and campaigning here at the RNIB. Have you ever wondered what a case study actually is? And might you have a story around your life as a blind or partially sighted person that might be used as a case study to help other visually impaired people? Well, I'm now joined by Gary Mason, Stories Library Manager here at the RNIB, to find out a bit more about case studies and how you can get involved. Hello, Gary, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me, Toby. Thank you. If I can just say at first, I know we use the term case studies. From my point of view, it's very much about personal stories, customer stories, and, you know, connection in stories of people that we want to hear from. So even though the term case studies is used, I personally, and I think within the team, we like to call them like our customer stories and the life stories of people that we speak to in the community.
Okay, well, Gary, could you outline what a case study is, or case story is, to be proper?
Yes, of course, of course.
And also how they might be used here at the RNIB.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really important that we try and get stories from people from all different backgrounds with their sight loss story and their journey. And me, myself, I've got dual sensory loss and I've got a hereditary condition. And I use my own personal story to sort of engage with people. So in terms of the actual stories, we look for people from all different walks of life that have engaged with RNIB at different points, use one of our services or use more than one of our services, you know, whether it's them sort of telling us their sight loss journey. Everyone's got a story to tell, and it just, to be honest, is how we draw that out. In terms of how we use them, RNIB, you've already mentioned about raising awareness, and it's really helping other partially sighted and blind people. I think that's really important, because when people go through their own journey, I think once, you know, if they're coming out the other side or they're coming through a period where they're readjusting, they want to make sure other people know about it. So we use this way of sort of getting people to really, you know, have a voice that they may not otherwise have a voice. Another part is obviously very important for campaigning. There's lots of always, you know, ongoing campaigns we have about raising awareness and also, you know, fundraising, which is a really important part of what we do. So we work in a very wide range and we collect stories from all across the whole of RNIB.
So if somebody does have a life story of living with sight loss that might be a good one for a case study, how does the process work if somebody does have a story? What do they have to do?
In terms of the story, I think a lot of the time it's, you know, someone refers, someone say, oh, I spoke to, you know, X, Y, and Z, and they've got an interesting story to tell. If any of the listeners think that they've got something, you know, if they've engaged with the service, they think, actually, this is brilliant, I want to tell people, I want other people to know about it, then please do just get in touch with us. We have an email address, which is storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk. That's stories, S-T-O-R-E-S, library@rnib.org.uk. Send us an email. Just a brief outline of why they think they'd like to talk about their story. I mean, at particular times of the year, we're also looking for particular stories with particular backgrounds as well.
Are there any particular stories that you're looking for at the moment, as we're sort of at the moment coming out of lockdown and everything?
Yeah, I think the coming out of lockdown is really important. If someone has sort of had to stop an activity or a sport or something they enjoy doing, you know, whether it's, you know, I don't know, jogging, going to the gym, and it's like now they can do that and get back out, how they're coping, how they're doing that, how they're finding it, anything to do with learning, if someone learned something new over lockdown, you know, that they think, actually, this was great and I never realised I've got a skill, whether it's cooking, or an activity. We'd love to hear people that do that. And also the current thing is very much just generally accessibility when it comes to sort of buying and products. So if someone, for example, may have an allergy or they can't have a certain ingredient in packaging, how do they cope? Can they shop independently? Do they struggle? Are there certain things that, you know, they need help with? We want to hear about those kind of issues that people face.
You mentioned, Gary, that you have a dual sensory loss, and I wondered if you are also looking for stories from people who might have more than one disability?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. In terms of, you know, people's backgrounds, it's very common that obviously someone who has sight loss, you know, would have another condition. I mean, I personally suffered from, you know, mental health issues in the past as well. I mean, it's, you know, that I find the sort of the process of collecting stories should be quite cathartic, and it's a, you know, a good way of people to talk about it. But everyone with different backgrounds, you know, has something different to say. And you know, there are times when there will be someone that may have a physical or mental disability as well as sight loss. And that's all part of what makes them them and gives them their story and their depth. So that's always an interesting angle as well.
And we touched earlier on that many of the case studies and case stories are used for fundraising and possibly campaigning. Are there other ways the stories are used?
I think a lot of the time it's just a case of people wanting to talk about what they've gone through. So we do a lot of work within the local communities and connections, and we share a lot of our stories amongst those communities. I'm sure you sort of, you know, a lot of the radio listeners know about things. Sometimes people will go on the radio and be interviewed as well, you know, talking about a particular thing. So there's lots of other ways. It's more about how much involved someone would like to be, because sometimes, you know, there'll be some videos and photos that we take. Other times it'll just be an interview. So in terms of what they do, it's entirely up to the person to decide how involved they want to be. But yeah, I mean, there's always different angles that we look for and different ways of sharing different people's stories through social media and PR. There's lots of avenues and lots of ways that we use our customer stories.
And I suppose if somebody shares their story, the benefit they'll get out of it is that they're helping to raise issues and helping to support other visually impaired people.
Exactly. I think most of the issues that people come across are everyday issues. They're not these kind of, you know, life-changing things. I mean, obviously changing society's perception is a big thing, and individuals building up those stories really make us look at society as a whole and saying, how inclusive is society? You know, what do we still have to do in the campaigning side of it? Whether it's just one person on an individual level or a wide, big organisation like RNIB, it is always those personal, you know, individual stories that really resonate with people. And that's why it's so important that we continue to do that and we continue to collect these kind of really amazing stories from people. And like I say, it's not about always someone who's a Paralympian, or it's sometimes just someone learning a new skill, having confidence to get their confidence and, you know, wanting to share that and talk about that with other people.
And Gary, if people are listening now and they think, I got a really interesting story which could be turned into a case study, what's the best way, again, of them getting in touch and sharing their story?
Yeah, love to hear from everyone. I mean, the one thing I just want to make it clear is not every, you know, person would make a very long case study. Sometimes it's just about getting some quotes as well. But if someone wants to get involved and wants to know more, then the best way of doing it is to get involved by email, which is storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk. Also have a mobile number, which you could leave a message on with contact details. We can get back to you. And that is 07753 100205. So either of those ways, and just please get in touch and we'd love to hear from people.
Well, thank you, Gary Mason, RNIB Stories Library Manager, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.